Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show. I'm your host. This is the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the cultures, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host again, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. NBA, NBA, NBA. I mean, we just wrapped up with an amazing final series between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. But now, over the last couple of days, we've seen some blockbuster trades, one of them including Kevin Durant, KD going to the Houston Rockets. Suns got they got some good people, and I think the Suns franchise needed it. But I have to say, Texas basketball is up right now. Obviously, the San Antonio Spurs with Wimby, they're looking pretty good. The Dallas Mavericks, after tonight, the draft tonight, they should be looking pretty good with Cooper Flagg. Hopefully, they just extended not only Daniel Gafford, but also Kyrie Irving's contract. So that'll be really awesome to see them playing for the Mavs again. But then you have the Celtics putting some interesting moves in. Drew Holiday is going to the Trailblazers. Porzingis is going to the Atlanta Hawks and no longer being played on the Celtics. But this move by the Celtics was mainly because they were trying to save in salary cap. They saved about $180 million, and now they're out of the salary cap's second apron. So good for them on there. But I want to get into the draft because I have my top NBA pick for the draft this year. I'm looking at this 7'2", towering straight from Uganda, goes all the way to Duke at 18 years old. He played one season there. Kaman Malawat, I think he is going to be a really good center in this league, and I'm excited to see where he goes. I think the question around him is, like, can he use his defensive tools and translate that into NBA level? And I believe, yeah, he has the ingredients. So we shall see. Stay tuned. We're talking more NBA action with our next guest right here on the Behind the Sports Show. Stay tuned.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Yeah. Celebrate responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Now talking to the man, the myth, the legend, Ernie, a.k.a. Mr. Two Locks. This man is the founder of Sports Yards TV. He's doing some amazing things within his network, but we're going to chop it up about some NBA action. I am super fired up, not only with the draft going on tonight, but with everything that's been going down around the association today. But Ernie, how are you?
Hey, Giovanna. I'm glad to be here. I'm doing well. It's just hot weather, but that's about it. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, here in Texas, it's a doozy. But I want to dive right into all the things going on around the association right now. Before we get into the draft, I want to start with the trades we've been seeing the last couple days. What has been your biggest trade shocker so far?
All right. So, I mean, we can all agree that the Kevin Durant trade, we was all warned about that trade, right? And we all knew it was coming. The only thing I don't like about the trade, I'm going to be honest, I'm looking at the odds to win the championship next year, right? And on most sites, they have the Rockets as the second best to win the championship. Now, I don't think Kevin Durant made the Rockets that much better. You know what I'm saying? Because based on what I'm looking at right now, DraftKings have OKC as the number one favorite. And then they have Rockets at number two. They have them above Cleveland, Knicks, Timberwolves, Lakers, Nuggets, and the Celtics. I just don't think they should be that high. So I think that's the most shocking part of the trade to me, is people think somehow the Rockets are now champions automatically.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you bring up, too, because obviously KD is KD, and he's still an amazing, you know, all-time, one of the greatest to play this game in our in this era. But we have to realize this man is arguably not really in his prime anymore, you know, right. And so it's interesting to see how he will not only mesh with the Rockets, but I'm looking at what are the Suns going to do now? Obviously, there's been some things happening with the Suns from an organizational standpoint. But I think it's going to be interesting to see where the Suns go from here. In your opinion, what is the ceiling for the Suns in this next season?
I said this when that guy first bought the team. I think it was 2 years ago. I think Matt Ishbia, he bought the team 2 years ago. I think he came in too excited, too gung-ho. He came into a team that had Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Ayton, right? And I don't even know. I think they just went to the finals, but and they lost to the Bucks that year. They lost to the Bucks, Giannis and them. He went and got KD, which is okay. I understand Devin Booker and KD. You can try to build a team around them too. But what I think will really mess them up is taking on that Bradley Beal contract. and Bradley Beal has just not been good for the Suns. So I think it all stems from the owner. He came in too happy, too excited. He don't know nothing about team chemistry, right? And now he got to backtrack. Now he kind of got to rebuild the team, and all his mistakes are just hitting him at one time. Now you have a team with Devin Booker and Jalen Green. Obviously, you don't need to keep both of them because they both do the same thing, kind of. And if you ask me, I'd rather keep Devin Booker. I think he should be looking to trade Jalen Green right now, if you ask me. So I think the ceiling for the Suns next year, same thing. They won't make the playoffs, not with this current team they got. No way, no way. You still got old Bradley Beal, old Devin Booker, Jalen Green. Those are three scores. We saw what three scores looked like in Brooklyn when they had Kyrie, Harden, and KD. It was a massive failure. Those type of teams usually don't pan out.
Right. Obviously, KD goes to the Rockets, and the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, a 2025 number 10 overall pick and 5 second-round picks. That was a lot. That was a lot for KD, but, like I said, one of the greatest to play this game in this current era. But I want to keep it pushing and shift gears to your thoughts on OKC winning the finals this year.
Okay, so I was one of those people that thought Pacers was going to win, right? I was rooting for what that Halle Burton. that was my guy. I'm upset he got hurt in the last game. He came out hot. He made 3 threes in the first quarter. He could have easily went for maybe 30 points that game, and Pacers could have won. But it's always going to be a big what if, right? So I think the Pacers would have won if he stayed healthy. But I'm not mad that OKC won because they deserved it. They was the best team all year. They was the most healthiest team, and they had the MVP. Shea was doing everything right. So if there was any team that deserved to win the championship, it was honestly OKC. So I'm not mad at that. They went through the process. They worked hard. They failed after year after year after year, and this was just their year. So I'm not mad at it. I think it was rightfully won by OKC.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily mad at it either. I think where, if you asked me before the series, before the Pacers even honestly came into this and kind of popped up out of nowhere, I would have said, yes, SGA, after winning the MVP, 100% needs to go on and, you know, take this Thunder team to a finals championship. However, the Pacers had an unbelievable season, and I think now they're gonna walk away with the question of what if, right? Halle goes down in the first quarter and doesn't play the rest of the game. Obviously, you have a great Pacers team with Siakam and all those people, but it's kind of a sticky situation because it's like you lost, but it wasn't a blowout by any means, and you're still going to be having this question of what if. Obviously, I do think as well, number zero is cursed. It's a little bit cursed because you have Tatum, and then you had Dame, and now you have Halle with the same injury going down in a finals appearance with that. Right. So it's very interesting. Very interesting.
And the thing is about it, the best thing I'm going to remember about this year playoffs is, I hate to say it, it's not going to be OKC winning, but I think everyone is going to remember Halle's performance. Halle Burton had one of the greatest playoff performances of all time. You hit about 4 to 5 buzzer beaters in one playoff. How do you forget that? You know what I'm saying? Halle Burton was just amazing this run, so clutch. And that's what I'm going to remember most about this playoff run, if you ask me.
Right. Big time players make big time shots in this case. And I think Tyrese did that for sure. Obviously, his dad being in attendance as well. But let's shift gears to the NBA draft tonight. I gave my pick in terms of one of the best people, obviously being a Mavs fan for life. I'm really excited here in Dallas. I know the city is going to be teed after we hopefully draft Cooper Flagg. Nothing set in stone yet. But which team do you think needs to nail this draft more than anyone else?
Well, first I do want to say, Nico Harrison got a gift, man, because he gave away Luka, and he was hand-wrapped the number one pick of Cooper Flagg. So his job is saved, and he can't be – I know he's the happiest guy alive. And I can't wait to see Cooper Flagg in a Mavericks uniform. But I think the story about tonight, right, You know, I'm here on the East Coast. I'm in the New Jersey, New York area. And we have a team that go by the name of Brooklyn Nets, right? So, they have 5 first-round picks tonight. 5! So, and if you look at the roster, they really have no one on that team that's really good. I like Cam Thomas, but other than that, he's not no superstars or anything. I just think if it's one team who needs to do right, or at least steer the ship right tonight, excuse me, is the Brooklyn Nets. You got 5 first-round picks. Maybe they could trade 2 or 3 of them to go get them a star-caliber player. Maybe, you know, I know since they got 5 first-round picks, a lot of teams going to be calling them to look to trade up and whatnot. So I know Brooklyn Nets might make 1 or 2 trades tonight, and I'm excited about that, seeing how Brooklyn can start to change this ship here.
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn definitely has a story. They definitely have something to prove in terms of doing it right this year with all the picks that they have. And definitely, you know, they need to get some talent. But thank you so much for joining us, Ernie. I really appreciate your insights.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Thank you for having me, Giovanna. Thank you once again. And I'll be willing to do this anytime you would like. Thank you.
Awesome. Stay tuned. We shift gears from basketball to baseball right here on Behind the Sport. Up next.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I know basketball is heating up, but guys, we're in the thick of baseball season, and we're sitting down with an author that is co-writing a book about the Philadelphia Phillies. I want to welcome in Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Let's dive right into it, because I think the Phillies, as a franchise in the MLB, is really interesting. Let's start with telling me and our audience just about a little bit about yourself and why you decided to write this book.
Yeah, well, I'm my first book was about, I feel old, but I guess it was almost 15 years ago or so. I wrote This Day in Philadelphia Sports. That was my first idea for a book right out of college. Just a day-by-day look at what happened each day of the calendar in Philadelphia sports history. That's basically all I do for the most part. I write books. I wrote Incredible Baseball Stats, version 1 and 2. That was more of a national book, but mostly just stuff focused on the Philadelphia sports market. And, you know, as you probably know, it's a rabid sports market. The number one team here locally is the Eagles, but that's bleeding over into the Phillies. The rabid fan base that shows up for Eagles games is starting to bleed over to Citizens Bank Park, and it makes for a really rabid fan base. It's fun. It's chaotic. It could be nerve-wracking at times. Like right now, the Phillies are in first place, 15 games over 500, but you wouldn't necessarily know it because they lost last night. So people get a little
What would you, or how would you, and rabid might be the word, honestly, but how would you personally describe what it means to be a Phillies fan in one sentence?
That's interesting. I guess, in my book, I just wrote Ring the Bell. The big focus is, I guess, it's kind of like a family. It could be dysfunctional, but for better or worse, fans kind of stick by the team. And there are times for sure, like, you know, in this season alone, they had in May, I think the Phillies won 17 of 21 games. But then immediately following that, they lost, they were 3-9. During that 3-9 stretch, when they lost Bryce Harper, everyone was acting as though the sky was falling. Still, you know, many games over 500, still in contention, but that's the way it kind of goes. It's very emotional, and I think for the most part it's a good thing. It can get negative, but I think that's the way it is with families. Like, you know, that one moment, you know, me and my mom might be, you know, getting along great. Something might set me off or her off, and then, you know, it's a whole big argument. At the end of the day, we all love each other. That's basically, you know, the gist of being a Philly sports fan.
For better or for worse is actually one of the almost perfect phrases that would kind of segue into my next question. The Phillies only have won two titles in almost 150 years. In your opinion, what keeps this fan base so not only invested, but emotionally invested through all of the heartbreak and the tough losses and the ups and downs?
Yeah, that's actually pretty much the theme of the book. We didn't start, you know, we could have started in 1883 and the book would be like 1,000 pages long, but there's a Phillies encyclopedia and that tells, you know, the whole story and the X's and O's of all that, but we wanted to tell kind of the emotional story of like where the fans are at now. So we started with 1964 when the Phillies had a famous collapse and kind of they had all the hopes in the world to make it to the World Series and win it, and blew a 7-game lead with 10 games to go. And we wanted to start with the heartbreak because that's kind of the story of the Philly sports fan. They keep you on the line long enough. Now, the Phillies have the most losses in the history of Major League Baseball, but if you look at it, it's kind of like they never were bad enough. I give two examples usually when the good and the bad. If you take Pittsburgh, the Pirates, for example, right now, they've just been so bad for so long, and they haven't really competed for a very long time. it's hard to get emotionally invested in that team. So that's an example of the bad. The good would be kind of like the Braves, where they've been so above average and so good for so long, but they haven't really, taken home as many championships as they could have. I think the fan base is a little bit spoiled on that end. So there's kind of apathy going both ways. With the Phillies, they keep you on the line enough to where it really does matter. You know, win or lose, you know, there's going to be down years where fans don't show up, but they care. They want to go to games. And when the team's doing well, they're back in it. They're going to games. They're into it. It's just, it's kind of a religion. It's a family. It's just the way it is.
And I think family is honestly something special that most fan bases don't necessarily get synonymous with the name and the fan base when it comes to like different sports organizations. So the Phillies having that and you naming it a family is really interesting to me. Obviously, being baseball, you know, it's America's favorite pastime. There's, you know, different opinions on how baseball is, I guess, how it stands with other sports in this day and age, but baseball is always going to be there. And I think the fans of baseball make the sport so special. Going to the ballpark, getting that hot dog, watching some people. But in your opinion, what's your favorite story or moment from the book that perfectly sums up the kind of love, hate, all in, all heart spirit of the fan base?
That's interesting because it actually isn't like a sports moment necessarily. It's our chapter on the Philly fanatic, because I think that really encapsulates, that's my favorite chapter in the book, because it encapsulates exactly what you said. The great thing about baseball is that it is every day. It's the summertime, the vibes are high, and it's about taking the family to a game, and there's no more kind of family-friendly, fun atmosphere kind of thing than the Philly fanatic. He's the best mascot in sports, and he just embodies fun. And it's cool, like, that we get into it with the guy who does the fanatic right now. He's been doing it for 30 years. And it's just the emotional component that goes into that, and the fact that, you know, the fanatic's been around since the 70s. Right now, like, every fan of the Phillies right now, for the most part, they have a fanatic story. And, you know, it's ultimately, it's about the team. It's about the wins and losses. But the Phillies, they really have a way to connect in all aspects of the game. And, you know, the fanatic is just a fun kind of thing that, you know, we all can relate to. Everybody in the town, you know, loves them. That's what it's all about. You know, again, win or lose, there's just something about this team and something about sports in Philadelphia that just really just gets to your heart.
Let's talk about Citizens Bank Park, and I want to get your thoughts on what makes this stadium different than any other stadium in the league.
Yeah, I think what it is actually, and again, kind of to compare it to the Eagles, I think it has a lot to do with that. There's an Eagles mentality that bleeds over into the Phillies that not a whole lot of other teams have. And it can be a negative thing, too. Like I said, you know, the Phillies lost last night, and Philly fans have a tendency to take the bad and extrapolate it into something way more negative than it deserves to be. You know, it's a 162-game season, football, 17 games. There's no need to be that emotional about it. But, yeah, for sure, I think what makes it the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest stadium in baseball is the fact that right across the street you've got Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles mentality just bleeds over, and Philly fans are insane. And when the playoffs hit, then it becomes more like a football game, and it's really hard to like manufacture that out of thin air. It has to be in the city, in the fans. And I couldn't think of, you know, off the top of my head, I can't think of another city that would be able to replicate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you bring that up because here in Dallas, obviously in Arlington, Texas, we have the AT&T Cowboys Stadium and now the Texas Rangers Globe Life Park are essentially neighbors. So that same kind of vibe is a little bit reflected in Arlington, Texas with the Cowboys and the Rangers. But the Phillies are a lot more of a historical team, if you will, than the Rangers, in my opinion. But I want to ask you this. You're walking into Citizens Bank Park. What is the first thing you're doing before you get to your seat? What are the go-to spots, and what are fans always raving about?
Yeah, well, the cool thing about Citizens Bank Park, and if you're old enough to remember, and I kind of, and I was born in 1983, and the new stadium was built, I think, in 2003. So I was in college when it was built. I had enough of a memory of Veterans Stadium, which was just the prototypical, just concrete, bowl stadium, no character at all whatsoever. So the fact that they kind of, that it's been more of a trend the past 20 years, they created that old school style. The style came back for stadiums. So one of the cool things about Citizens Bank Park is that it's beautiful. And you just, once you walk out and see everything, you want to just walk around and experience the whole deal. The problem is that lately it's just so popular that wherever you go, I mean, forget about getting in line for any of the cool spots. Like, there's some good cheesesteak spots. The lines are just so insanely long. So
pause right there. We got to get into more of the Phillies greats, but we got to cut to commercial really quick. More with Kevin up next on BTS.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Diving right back into our conversation with Kevin about the Philadelphia Phillies and their iconic historical fan base. Before we cut to commercial, Kevin was talking about walking into a Philly stadium and kind of hitting all the good spots. But Kevin, I want to dive into an era, in your opinion, an era of core players that you think really defined the modern day Phillies identity.
Yeah, we talk about that in the book. And the book is all about kind of the modern Phillies fan, you know, young and old. We cover from 1964 to modern day. And the best era seems to be the late 70s for the Phillies. They had, it's one of the trends, actually, their two championships, is that the two championship years where they won wasn't their best teams. In 1980, they were right at the end of their run of dominance. In 77 and 78, they won franchise record 101 games. They had, you know, the franchise's best defense, best bullpen, best players in Steve Carlton and Mike Schmidt, and they just couldn't get it done. And we talked to Larry Boa, who was famously a shortstop for that team and later became a coach, a manager, has been with the team forever. And he said in 1980, the owner of the team at the time, Willie Carpenter, pulled him aside, spring training 1980, and said, hey, we got to get something going here. Like, if we can't get further into the playoffs, if we can't basically get to the World Series, we got to break this up. And he was basically telling Larry Boa, you know, it's pretty much, it's got to be this year, or else you might be on another team. Mike Schmidt famously ended his career with the Phillies, his entire career, 72 to 89. He might have been moved in 1980. Carlton might have been traded in 1980. The whole history of the team changes if they don't finish the deal in 1980. So it's kind of cool how, you know, they had their best teams in the late 70s, but it was 1980 when they had to get it done that they finally finished the deal.
Taking a trip down memory lane, what's one underappreciated moment in Philly's history that you think should be legendary?
That's interesting. Let me think about that. Underappreciated. I mean, to be honest, and not to, you know, say the same thing I just said, but I guess those late 70s teams would be the underappreciated moments in Philly's history because they don't get any appreciation. And it's kind of funny that the Phillies went back to the World Series in 1983. And we make a joke of it in the book because nobody cares about the 83 Phillies. The Phillies in 1980, they went to the World Series, they won it. And then they went back in 83 and lost to the Orioles. But no one seems to care. So we didn't want to spend too much time on a team that nobody cares about. So we wrote as short a chapter as we could. And I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but we decided we're going to have the same amount of words in this chapter match the amount of runs they scored in that year. And it ended up being like a 3-page chapter, which is kind of crazy for a team that went to the World Series, but there just wasn't much to be said. So that would be the most, not underappreciated, maybe the most overrated team, but the most underrated team and moment would be the late 70s Phillies.
That's interesting about the book. I think that's a really neat thing to do, like the having the word count match the. That's really, really cool what y'all did there. But
yeah,
I know you
wanted to be lighthearted about it. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't. I mean, how many people have a 3-page chapter in their book? that's really right. Cool, especially when it comes to a sports book. But from players to coaches to ushers and diehard fans, whose perspective, when writing this book, surprised you the most in talking to and kind of making this book?
Geez, I guess I would say there's two answers I have to that, and it's two people I've already mentioned. Larry Boa was great because, you know, he's been with the team in one aspect or another for, you know, I guess 50 years or more at this point. And he's always been a very brash guy. He was able to give us kind of the perspective on, all right, we had these great teams in the 70s, but we needed a kick in the butt. And they made a managerial change in Dallas Green. And he was the kind of guy, like Larry Boa was a fiery personality guy. And he thought, in his opinion, the team was more laid back, and they needed a manager that matched his personality, a fiery guy. So Dallas Green was a Larry Bella guy. So he told us that at first when Dallas Green took over the team in 79, you know, not everyone was on board. And that's understandable. You know, when you're used to a certain lackadaisical atmosphere, it's tough when a guy comes in and starts cracking the whip. So it was cool to hear him talk about that and how, you know, the culture changed on a dime in 1979 and how it actually created results. And then the other thing I would say is that Tom Burgoyne, who's the guy in the Fanatic mascot costume right now, just there's nothing more you'd want in a human being and expect. Like, he's just a perfect, genuine, lovely human being and matches the Fanatic so well. I just had a great conversation with him on the phone. You know, when I'm calling him to talk about, you know, quotes for the book, and I swear we're talking for a half hour about life and, you know, what's going on in my life, what's going on in his. And it's, at one point I had to stop him and say, you know, I do have questions for the book. So he's just such an engaging, lovely human being that it was awesome talking to him.
This next question, I actually have to laugh because when I was crafting this question, it kind of made me think about growing up in Dallas and being somewhat of a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, thinking about why do we love a team if they break our heart so often. So I have to laugh when thinking about that and comparing it to my situation with the Cowboys. But why do you think, when asked from someone that's not really a fan of the Phillies and even from a different city, when they're like, why do you love the Phillies if they break your heart so often? What would you say to that?
Yeah, that's like the ultimate question, I guess. I think, you know, if you didn't care, then they wouldn't break your heart. And I think when I was a fan of the Phillies, there has to be a moment that sparks it. And that's what we wanted to catch in the book. Anyone that's a fan of the Phillies right now, they can open up the book and find their moment that was like kind of their origin story of becoming a Philadelphia Phillies fan or Philly sports fan in general. For me, it was the 93 Phillies, and they ultimately did not, you know, finish the deal and get the championship, but I wasn't really a sports fan until then. I was 9 years old, and it was just one of those things where the Phillies came from nowhere, and it caught the city by storm, and it's like, you know, I wasn't not going to be a part of that. That was a really cool experience, and it took over my life. From then on, I was hopelessly devoted to the Phillies and the Philadelphia sports. It was just something to kind of connect to that I never had before in my life. And it was many, many, many years until they got back there. I mean, my life, I kind of joked, the first idea I had for a book, I was born in 83, 2 weeks after the 76ers won a championship. My life until the age of 25, we had won no championships. All four sports, nothing in the Flyers, 76ers, Eagles, Phillies. So all I knew was disappointment, but I couldn't have been a bigger sports fan. I had no idea what it meant to win a championship. But for some reason, it just held on because it just, there is something that you cling to. And it's usually, it has to be at a young age. And it just gets its hooks in you. And then all you want to do is see that team win. And I think if you win a little bit too much, maybe that starts to fade away a little bit. Like, I don't think, you know, that Patriots fans can be as big a fans as maybe, you know, a team that is a little bit more desperate, a little bit more hungry. But, yeah, I mean, at some point it just gets its hooks in you. Can't explain it. It's just, again, it's like family. You don't really choose it. It's just, you just fall in love, and it's just, it's a lifetime sentence.
As we wrap up this conversation, I obviously want to get out of the past and be in the present for a second. You mentioned this early. The Phillies are currently first in the National League East Division. What are your thoughts on the Phillies this season?
Well, it's tough. It has kind of a roller coaster season in the standings. Everything looks great, but Bryce Harper's now hurt. Jose Alvarado, their star closer, he's serving an 80-game suspension with about, you know, 60 games to go. Aaron Nola, who's been one of their best starting pitchers, he's currently hurt. but they're just so deep, especially in pitching. They got the best pitching staff in baseball that they've just been able to survive in that respect. But the offense has been an issue. They lost 1-0 yesterday, and that's a prime example. Ranger Suarez, they had on the hill yesterday, he's looking like an ace. They just have so many assets on the pitching staff, but they're really reeling on offense right now. And that's going to come back to bite them in the butt, I think, later on as the season wears on. But the thing about baseball is you're always one move away. I think they're going to make some moves. They have some prospects. Ultimately, I think this is a situation where it's kind of like the 70s, Phillies, and 1980. I think right now the team realizes there's an opportunity to win right now, and this might not be their best team they've had in the past 5 years, but this is an opportunity they need to pounce on, and I think you're going to see the Phillies make a big move sometime soon.
Speaking of opportunity, do we see a playoff? Let me rephrase. Do we see a deep playoff run for the Phillies in the near future?
I think so, just because I think they're going to make that move. And their rotation is incredible. They're just so deep. They have one of the top prospects in baseball in the minor leagues as far as, you know, pitching goes. And it's such a great problem to have when you could have one of the greatest pitching prospects in baseball in your minor leagues, and you don't call them up because you can't use them. So as the season goes on, if someone were to get hurt or they just need more depth when the rosters expand, they're going to have that depth. And as far as the offense goes, you know, as a fan, as a guy that covers the team, just got to have faith that they're going to make the move. Last year they did not make the move. I think this year there's going to be a big splash. They're going to trade some of these prospects and add some bats to the lineup.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, we are in the thick of baseball season. So for the Phillies, you know, hopefully they can have a deep playoff run this year. And we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of teams, you know, vying for that number one spot. I believe the Phillies are gearing up to play the Astros. So that's going to be an interesting matchup to see. Outside of the Phillies, though, really quickly, who is another team you have your eyes on this season?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think what gets lost with a lot of fans here lately is that fans get super honed in on what's going on in Philly, that they don't really pay attention to what's going on with the rest of baseball. I think there's a lot of mediocrity in baseball right now, and there's a few teams that are kind of, they have dominant rosters, and, you know, baseball, no matter how great you are, is going to be, you know, highs and lows. I think at the end of the year, the Dodgers, just as they were touted to be the best team in baseball before the season started, they're going to be there at the end of the year. I think the Yankees are going to be in the same kind of spot. The Tigers have been a little bit of a surprise this season. I don't know if they'll be able to keep that going. The best thing about the Phillies, it's, you know, tale as old as time. In baseball, in football, everybody says, you know, it's defense. You build around defense. Defense wins championships. So I think what the Phillies have going for them right now is pitching. And, you know, if their offense doesn't come together, at the end of the day, you can win the pitching.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us here on BTS. We really appreciate your insights.
Thank you so much.
All right. You can find his book, Ring the Bell, Memorable Moments That Made Philadelphia Fans. Next up, we wrap up the show. Stay tuned. This is BTS.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
All right, that's going to do it for us today on BTS What a Ride. Huge thanks again to our guest, Mr. Two Locks, aka Ernie and Kevin, for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely won't find in a box score. I know we've gone over lots of NBA action, but the draft is set to take place here shortly. And it's interesting, looking at this first round, OKC does have two picks in the first round of the draft. Obviously, the order is as follows. Dallas with that 1.8% draft lottery chance, securing that number one pick at number one spot, followed by San Antonio, Philadelphia, Charlotte, and the Utah Jazz. Round out the top five. At six, you have Washington, seven, New Orleans, eight, Brooklyn, nine, Toronto, and at 10, coming in is the Phoenix Suns. So that should be very interesting to watch, and I'm excited as a Dallas fan and as an NBA fan to see these young athletes get drafted and make their dreams come true. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and keep following us for all the latest updates. We'll be back here next Wednesday, same time, same place, for yet another episode. You can follow us on Instagram at the Behind the Sports Show. A big thank you for Kevin and Ernie again for joining us today. I'm Giovanna Scroggins, and this has been Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sports.